Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awareness of the Soul. This is Vincent Sandee from Thailand. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everything is fine with this mic. I'm not quite sure everything is working out well, but let's see. Okay, so first of all, first topic. The topic of today is new opportunities and financial improvement. So I received a few questions from you, and I'm very glad to respond, to answer. And of course, the answer is so omnicomprehensive, let's say. So all the other people who are not receiving the answer at this point directly that will receive it anyway through these answers that I am giving, because they are really embracing a wide range of concepts and practices that you can then use for your own good, which is fantastic. So what we want to do is to apply mystical techniques, mystical awakenings, mystical insights into your practical and daily lives so that the inner world and the outside world come together as a unity, as one. And I think this is the main mission most of us have today, to reunite the inner world with the outside world. And I think it is really important to do that. Okay, so let's move on. First of all, I would like to remind you that you can sign up for the Mystical Power Lessons, which are free. You can go to my website, which is www.thelifecatalyst.com, and sign up for the lessons. And you will receive them once a week, and of course you will receive news and topics on the show. You will have the chance to connect with me if you want to ask your questions. Then if you go on the blogtalkradio.com/awarenessofthesoul page, also you can go down at the bottom and you will see that there's a little box that I put, extras, your life-changing power. You can write your name and email address there, and you will get the lessons from there too. So you don't have any excuse. Just go there. And remember, if you go to thelifecatalyst.com, then you can also go to the blog, which is packed with information, and then I'm going to fill with more information even more. So let's go right away into the core of the show. This is what I like about Blog Talk Radio, the fact that I will make the show long as I want. In other words, if I want to speak 1 hour, I will speak 1 hour. If I speak 30 minutes, I speak 30 minutes. And the best thing in this is that, what is necessary. You give up what is necessary. What is not necessary, you don't need to give. Okay, so here we go. So the first question that I would like to address today, I'm going to read exactly as this be in as you have been writing me. Thank you so much for writing. Of course, I'm not going to say the name. So the question is, I want to move to San Diego, California to expand my animal acupressure work. My deepest questions, tough questions, I'm afraid that I can't do it myself, take care of myself on a long-term needs, moving and starting over, new people, finding a place to live, and everything required is a pattern for me. This one, I want to meet the people my soul longs for. I want this to be safe, fun, comfortable, easy, not a struggle, and, let me see, not a struggle, which is like it feels right now. Okay, so you're struggling, I understand. Especially feels physically challenging. Have all the masters and adepts experienced this struggle to move forward in their human lives? Okay, so let me read the question again once more. I want to move to San Diego, California to expand my animal acupressure work. My deepest questions, tough questions. I am afraid that I can't do this by myself, take care of myself on a long-term needs, moving and starting over, new people, finding a new place to live, and everything required is a pattern for me. This one, I want to meet the people this time, I think this is what I want to say. I want to meet the people my soul longs for. I want this to be safe, fun, comfortable, easy, not a struggle, which is like it feels right now, especially feels physically challenging. Have all the masters and adepts experienced this struggle to move forward in their human lives? And this is my answer. First of all, certain things are definitely out of our control. So we can't control everything, it's obvious. Certain things are in our control and other things are completely outside the range of our control. And we might need help, okay? So first thing, we could do it alone, okay? Once we have established a solid foundation. But my opinion here is that you need to find something that relates to the earth element of your new change. You have to find your earth element of your new change. This means that you need a foundation, okay? So look for someone who has it in the field, in the direction where you want to go, in San Diego, okay? Or who would help you in sharing the struggles, especially someone practical on what you're missing at the moment. If you're going into a complete new field, and it's not a field, I mean, you've been doing your work for some time now, but if you go to a different environment with different people, and you need to have different clients, whatever, what is important is to understand that you need to build a foundation first. Be sure that the earth element is present. Don't just move from one place to another without having a foundation, because your energy will go random. So another solution would be, for example, to learn. You either find out somebody who helps, who has that foundation, before somebody who leaves San Diego, or somebody who can help you in many ways in what you're missing. Okay, so another solution would be to learn and get the foundations yourself. So you have to look for places to go, what is it that you need to know, and learn it. Now, if you choose this way of doing it, know that it needs time, and you need to plan your learning. So therefore, you must dedicate a certain period of time to learning first, and then to transfer what you have learned into concrete step-by-step actions. And this is absolutely important, because we think, okay, let's move right away. What my suggestion is, no, don't just move right away. Learn what you need to do. Learn what you need to learn. Understand how it is like. Go on a search. And then transfer what you have learned into concrete step-by-step actions in order to do it. So another solution would be to start being part of another institution, for example, and this will give you a solid foundation where they are doing similar work. And maybe they need your service, so you can join them with your service until you will be ready then, and then you can either stay there if you really like it, then go on your own. So the really important thing here is to organize it. You have to organize it. If you can't ground it in facts, if you can't ground it in facts and action, you must ground it at least on paper, crystallize it, build the earth element. Do not leave it in the mind. It is really important not to just let it be in the mind, in the feelings, in the emotions. Write it down. Build the earth element of your new change so that you can have our foundations and put your feet on solid ground. Okay? It's really important. So the fact that you want to meet people your soul longs for and want it to be safe, this can be done. And you should say, because you told me that you are practicing the Hong Sao technique, which is great, absolutely very powerful technique. And by the way, my new book on this is coming out with a fantastic guided meditation, the Hong Sha technique, which was recorded on my birthday. And when we recorded it also for the Thai people in Thai, we realized that this Thai speaker had his birthday falling on the same day of the recording. So it's just like an incredible coincidence. You know, when it's your birthday, the sun creates a conjunction with your natal sun, the transiting sun. And because the sun is in relation to the Ajna chakra, which is the chakra of the spiritual eye at the point between the eyebrows, that is adding a lot of magnetic power in spiritual bodies recording. And it is great. Every time I meditated with it, it really broke me deep. So I'm very glad this is happening. So this can be done. Let's go back to the question. The fact that you want to meet people you so long for, this can be done. And you should send out the request, okay, to God and to the universe to help you and protect you, because you can do whatever you want, but they need to help you to arrange, connect with them so that they can also guide you where to go, what to see, what to do, how to speak. It's really important. How can you arrange to meet the same person, the right person, the right time, in the right place? You can't, okay? But God and the universe can help you. You will need something to do one day, you will need to do something, then you will go into a definite place because of your need, and then you will find that the person is there. And probably that person will have needed something, that's why he went there, or she went there. And this is how God and the universe works behind the scenes for you. So you should abandon yourself completely during the practice of the Hong Sha. And after the practice, you could continue your abandonment, expressing your concern and needs to God. Get God on your side. Sit as you are in His true presence right here and now, and abandon yourself. Say, take my life in your hands. I would like this and that, you know, I would like this to happen, I would like that to happen, if it is your will. But I know that you want my greatest happiness and peace. Now, the struggles, to the last part of your question, the struggles masters and adepts have gone through are many and of different kinds. Some of them were monks and their struggles were of different nature, sometimes even highly mystical. Some other times, psychological. We must remember that we should see our lives, whatever it is, from a mystical point of view, where you have the cosmic net of God, where the inside world is generating the outside world, when the realization of what we have through meditation is brought back into practicality, into your everyday life, to live from a higher level, to live from a higher power. This is absolutely important. Start this practice of being a mystical man or a mystical woman and creating a mystical life. So let's go to the other question now. Dear Mr. Sandy, good day. I just want to know, how could I improve my financial status in life? I want to be financially successful so that I could be a blessing to all who are also financially down. Thank you, and may God bless you always in your good plight in helping more people just like me. Thank you so much. So now the answer is this for me. Now there are various ways through which you can improve your finances. And I know this is an issue for many people, and sometimes even including myself, but There are ways, and I've seen that every time I do these things, I clarify my mind and go into spiritual and practical action, things change. This is true, and this is how I do it. So all of these methods require, first of all, energy and dedication. And in my opinion, there is no lazy way of doing it. You just have to do it. You have to put energy forth. This is absolutely important. So first of all, the first phase is about cleaning up. The second phase is about going into action. So first of all, you have to organize your time better and clear your clutter so that you can work smarter and not necessarily harder. Okay? So start cleaning your desk. You know, throw away small papers that have been there for months and that you have stored in some parts of your drawer. Clean. Tidy up. This is preparation work. You have to tidy up your desk. It is absolutely important. It seems stupid, but you can't work properly because your mind will be absolutely confused, you will go in different directions, you will not be effective. You need to have order around you. Okay, so this is first preparation work. Second preparation work. Start healing your relationship with money. When you think about money, what do you think? This is really important. If you think negatively about it, or if there is lots of conflict, when you think about money, it simply means that you have obstructed the pathway between you and money. Some people think money is evil. We all know that. I'm not the first one to say it. It is at the base of all vices. It is hard to get. Maybe money is hard to get. Maybe money never shows up. People with money are bad. If money comes, then it will go very soon, and or maybe if I get more money, then I will have more expenses, or things like this. Now, do you have any of these beliefs? Now, what other beliefs do you have, or what your parents had as a belief about money? Write this down. Remember, you can listen to this radio show again, because you can download it for free on the Blog Talk Radio website, blogtalkradio.com/awarenessofthesoul. So I will just go on, but you will have to stop here and then write these things down. Then think of money as energy. Everything is energy based. If you relate to it with this state of mind, you are associating the form of money to that kind of energy, and it will behave and react to your life in the way you focus your energy. So if you think your money is bad energy, or is bad people with bad energy, that is bad energy. Therefore, the money is money, alright? If it's either good or bad, is neutral. Is your reaction to that energy, it's your reaction, it's how you put into movement that energy of money that at the beginning is neutral, that will either make it bad or good, go up or down. So money is money. Money is energy. Energy is energy. It doesn't matter what it is. It can go down or up. It is the same energy, but it has two possible directions. Downward or upward. If you make it go down, you will have a hard time with it. Not balanced at all. If you make it go up, it will acquire vibrancy. So this is one thing. To make it go up, you have to understand that exactly the same energy that makes you think, for example, that people with money are bad, will make you think people with money are not necessarily bad. Money can be used for good. Good people can have money and use it for good. All right? Like you want to, right? Because you want to help others also and have making money as well, which is great. So if you make the energy of money, by the way you think first, go up at the beginning, then you will see that it will acquire vibrancy. Also, think of money as your friend, for example. If you say to one of your friends, that he is evil, then he only belongs to bad people, and that you are disappointed with him because, for many reasons, What will happen is, most probably, that you will lose a friend, or that friend will think twice before knocking at your door again. So think of your best friend. Now imagine, relate the relationship you have with money as if you would have it with a person who is emotionally and intellectually responsive. Then what you need to do is to understand what that person, how that person would react to you, how you welcoming money into your life, into your house, through your door, right? Then think of your best friend, for example, somebody that you really love, or the best person you can think of, and write down all of his or her qualities. They make money your best friend. Associate that energy of money with that energy of your best friend, and you will see you might have resistance at the beginning because you have used some patterns for all your life and now you're quitting them. If you have resistance, just say to yourself, yes, this is how it was before, I know that, but now I'm changing my relationship with money. I want a better relationship with it, and I welcome it. I come into a more peaceful life, I am happier, I want a better relationship so that I can be happier. Relationship is at the base of happiness, maybe. Okay? So this is an important message to your subconscious mind. You have to embrace the messages of your subconscious mind, even when they're negative, and not ignore them. Because your subconscious mind cannot be fooled. You cannot just ignore it, because it will still be there. But you must wisely redirect it towards what you want. Because the line of energy is the same one for every concept, we can say, but it can either go up or down. Therefore, if you acknowledge whatever negative you had within you and accept it, you can say, yes, this is how I was before. You know what? I love you anyway. But now I would like to change my relationship with money. So I decide now that these are my new beliefs, and I'm going to believe them with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strengths, and that no God is with me and he will help me. Then here we go. So this is like a preparation work that you should do to change your consciousness on money, first of all. And of course you can meditate, you can bring your energy up to the spiritual eye and connect the heart and the spiritual eye together. First, feel the pulsation of the heart, and then feel the pulsation of the heart, if it's easier, pulsate in synchronicity with the pulsation of the spiritual eye at the point between the eyebrows. Let them work together and try to bring magnetic power as you breathe in to the heart and spiritual eye, and as you breathe out, expand this power, relax into that power, and start feeling that you're acquiring magnetism, and start thinking about what a beautiful friendship, what a beautiful relationship you have with money. Okay? Then I would suggest you to write a list of all of your talents, of things that you can do very well. And this is where it starts going into action. And things that you could do very well if you just had a little training and or a little learning. Okay, so you write on one side things that you can do really well, and on the other side things that you could do very well if you just had a little training or learning. So write that down. It is very important to crystallize your thoughts. Don't just leave them airing somewhere. Write them down, as I said before. So at this point, if you would listen to the tape, to the downloaded version, you would stop for a moment and do it. Then let some time pass, maybe even a day, because you need enough time to forget about yourself. When you start writing down all these things, you might get self-involved, you might think you're fantastic, you have to forget about yourself completely. So let a day pass, even 2 days, or if your mind can make that shift, even just a few hours, and forget about yourself completely. Then ask yourself this question. If I were looking for this specific service, one of the things that you can do very well, let's say, if I were looking for this specific service, what would I want to find? If you were the other person going there looking for the service that you can offer, what would you want to find there? For example, let's say you are a coach. I say, well, if I were a life coach, and the things that you can do very well, try to be as specific as possible, because you know there are 100 coaches, 100 ways of coaching people, probably even more. So what you need to do is to get specific. What is it? What kind of coach you are, for example. But this can be for any kind of job. So let's say now in general, I'm a coach. If I was looking for a life coach, what would I want to find in that life coach? Okay, then readjust your service to provide that. Don't readjust yourself. Listen, don't change your nature. Don't be artificial. Be yourself providing that. Okay, then ask the same questions to other people. The same question to other people, which is, if you were looking for a life coach or for this specific service that you might need, what would you like to find? Try to find answers from other people, like through forums, for example, on the internet, or asking directly to them, and then readjust your service to that. It is just the form of your service that needs adaptation and not your talents. Really important. Yes, you can refine your talents, you can grow your talents, you can even discover new talents, but you never have to become artificial, providing something that you're not. Because you want to be yourself, you want to be authentic. This is really important, because if you're authentic, you will vibrate. You will be unbeatable. If it is you at the core of yourself, then you're unshakable, man. Yes, you might realize that you have to learn something new, as I said, and do it. Learn it. But you don't have to wear a role. Otherwise, you will not have a true basis. It will not be based on truth upon which to build real prosperity. And as I said, work smarter. Organize your mind and work better. Make it clear in your mind just before you start. Then go straight to the point. Well, we require so much less time, and your work will have a better shape. Now, what I would like to say, if you're working for a boss, for example, this fact of working smarter and not harder is much better. And what I would suggest to everyone, yes, okay, keep your job, but also understand what your talents are and what else could you do. Try to start having money from different sources, okay? So I think for today is all. I would like to close here, and I would like to thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. This is Vincent Sandee. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here. And please join me next time. I'll be here probably next week or in 2 weeks. I will let you know. I will send you an email. Now, go to thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for the Power and Mystical Lessons. And I thank you again. And see you next time. Goodbye.